Okay, Rabbi Sai, today I'd like to accomplish two packets today, one in Halacha, one in Hashkafa, and okay. So there's a very fascinating Gemara in Sukkah, in the Malach and the Beis. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Bar Tzadok, Omer kachaya min hagam shel anshe Yushalayim. The minnag of anshe Yushalayim, adam yotzei mi beiso v'lulova biyado. They would come out of the house, they would be holding the lulav, meaning that all the dalim mean him. Olech lebeis haknesses lulova biyado. Krik shemir shemam ispalel lulova biyado. Kari v'torah, no says kabav. Minichal gabe karka, so I guess when they were korban Torah, they couldn't hold on to it. No say it's kapav, they couldn't hold on to it, so they put it down. But holach levaker cholim, they went to the hospital. Nachem avelim lulav biyado, they were holding on to the lulav. Nichnas lebeis hamedrash, then they would go to the beis medrash. So Rashi says nichnas lebeis medrash torid b'shmeitza. They were afraid they were going to be so involved in the learning they dropped their lulav and esrog, so then they didn't carry it. But basically, they were carrying their lulavs the whole day. So we have to understand, what kind of thing is this? What kind of halacha is this? Because on one hand, the Gemara says on page 2, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, second line, mida'ag bei nafik bei. That once you pick up dalaminim, you're yotzei. 1 second. There was a discussion in the Sfasemis, what if somebody was holding their dalaminim at night, and then alos hashachar came. Is it the concept of holding it, or you actually have to pick it up? In other words, you have to do a new Maisel Akicha by Yom, or the fact that you had it in your hand, you did the Maisel Akicha at night, but it's continuing in your hand. That's a discussion in the Achronim and Sfasemis. I would think that it's that you don't have to do it, that's constantly new Maisel. That's what I would think, but I wasn't Mayan sufficiently in that particular Shaiwa, which is not such a common Shaiwa. So what's going on here? Is there a mitzvah? I mean, is there a mitzvah to do it more than once you did the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. In other words, you get an added mitzvah if you hold the lulav and esrog longer. So it's interesting. Tosus on page 3 in Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, there the Gemara discusses the then that kol ha-mitzvos kula mevarach aleihem over l'asiyasim. That every mitzvah that you do, you make the bracha right before. There's a big discussion in the poskim, what do you do by the dalaminim? So you would think, well, leave the dalaminim on the table, then make the bracha, and then pick it up. But the question is that might be too far remote. Where there's a din of over la over. You can't make the bracha on the tefillin when the tefillin is still in the bag. In other words, basically we have the tefillin on right where it's supposed to be. It's not tight yet. We make the bracha, then we tighten. It has to be over la siyosa, means right before, but not too much before. So there's a whole discussion. I once gave a packet in the previous years about this, the Gros sheet and the other sheet. I'm meaning to turn it around. So Tosfos on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph has another possibility. See, see the where I put the bottom arrow, go one line above that. The last word on the line is Adayim. Hol mitzvah lo nigmar Adayim, the gamri dibay ninua. Whereas it could be the pshat is that even though you picked it up already, you can still make a bracha because the nanuim is really part of the mitzvah as well. And the mitzvah didn't finish till you did the nanuim, so it's over lasiyasim from the nanuim. And then he says, oh, can I read him besof pirkin? Min hagam shal anshe Yerushalayim, adam yotzi mitoch beisov lulov yodo, etc. Kar kriyish malov yodo, afo pishu kol elu dvar meim matvim, kol mokov hol v'yish bedover, mitzvah namucho, hol chashiv kover lasiyos. Whereas he's saying like this, that you see from anshe Yerushalayim that there's some type of key in mitzvah in keeping it in your hand longer than just mi'ad for a second. In other words, meeker din mida'ag behe nafik behe. You keep in your hand, you yotze. But obviously, Andrei Yerushalayim was doing more. So since it's like a mitzvah min amufchar, it's not just a nothing. So therefore, you keep it in your hand. You make, in other words, even if you would keep the lul of an esrog upward, and then make the bracha, it would still be over lasiyasam from the future keeping it in your hand. And the future keeping it in your hand is significant that we should see from the Andrei Yerushalayim. And if you take a look on Mem Hei Amud Beis, on page 4, the Gemara has a discussion how often do you make a bracha on the lulav and how often do you make a bracha on the sukkah. So the conclusion of the Gemara, we're not going to have time to read the whole Gemara, but the bottom, the second line from the bottom is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Echad Zeh VeEchad Zeh Shiva. That both lulav and sukkah, you make a bracha seven times, meaning every day. Every day. But then Tosus writes that ain't sukkah v'lulav shavim lebracha. But it's not the same. Because a lulav ain't a mevarach el pamachas bayom. But it's true, we're going to make a bracha on the lulav every single day, but only one bracha a day. Sukkah, you can go into the sukkah many times. And if there was a big hefsek in between, in other words, if you're helping your mother bring food out, and you go into the house and come back, you don't make another bracha, because that's you know, yeah, you're coming back right away. But if you left for some significant amount of time, then you have to make another bracha. So lulav, so sukkah, you can make many brachas a day. 7 days, but many brachas a day. Masha ain't came what? Lulav is only once a day. I will sukkah kol mis nichnas al tijochav yishtav yoshen afil esra pomim biyom mevarach akol achas vachas midi havet tefillin kol zmoch mnichim any time the sukkah the sermele sudoso lefshar lebeichu chutzul sukkah. I will lulav ein mitzvah mitzvaso el apam achas biyom. But see, sukkah every time is a separate mitzvah. Lulav is only pamachas bayom midag bein nafik bein, so it's only one mitzvah. So it's interesting. He uses the lashon ein ikur mitzvaso ela pamachas bayom. So the Aruch Laner is medayek on page 5. Take a look. Mashidiko atosis ikur mitzvaso hayne b'nei shek. What's the lashon ikur mitzvah? Why does he just say ein? It's not a mitzvah. He doesn't say that. It's not a mitzvah. He says the ikur mitzvah is one time, but it's mashma that if you take it more than once, then there is something to it.
Oh,
you see that from Anshei Yerushalayim. And that's what Tosa said. It's still called over Lasiyasin. But it's not Ikr Mitzvasa. So you see that there is a notion of that, you know, the mitzvah is just more than that 1 second. That there is an inyan to keep it in your hand. Now, you look at the Meiri on page 6. Daka b'shas natila notzis. Natilas haminik shalom not lo kol hayom. Yom Yishu nitzar chuvar hachav pish b'rinif l'chazor. So he says, you make a bracha only b'shas natila notzis. But not anymore. Even if you put it down and you put it back and you pick it back again 2 hours later, you don't make another bracha. But then he says, "Afal pi she b'Talmud Hamarav," that's the Talmud Yerushalmi, "nir hepech advarim kmo shebiarnu." But he says from the Yerushalmi, and this is the Sefer Birkas Mordecha points out, that Yerushalmi is mashma not that way. Yerushalmi is mashma that you can make bracha more than once on the lulav. In other words, we know from Amchur Yerushalayim that they kept it in their hand the whole day. So there was something that they were doing. But the question is, could you make a bracha? So Tosa says no. Because it's different than Sukkah. Tosa says even though Sukkah and Lulav, we make brachas all 7 days, but but Sukkah all 7 days and repeatedly on every day and Lulav not. So because it says in Yerushalmi on page 7, in Bracha, it's Yerushalmi in Brachas and in Sukkah. Shehu not lo omer al natilas lulav shechiyonu, umvarach b'chol shah v'shah shehu not lo. So Yerushalmi says that you make a bracha b'chol shah v'shah shehu not lo. So that's what the Miri is saying. It's master from Yerushalmi. That not like Tosis, that every time you pick up a lulav 10 times a day, you can make another bracha. Now, one of the Sfarim points out that if you look in the also in the Yerushalmi and Sukkah, he says the same thing. Also in Lulav Atzma on page 8, Omer Baruch Shechem Shalom Mitzvotzov Tivan Lassos Lulav, Shunodom Shechem Shalom Alantilas Lulav, and then you make a, and he has the same lashon. That you make a kol shah, yeah. Al natilas lulav shekishan nechayana, but varach alav kol shah shu notlo. So that's mashma that you're going to always make another bracha. But if you look in, they point out that if you look in the Korban Edah, you see, and in the Pnei Moshe, they have a different shot. Kol Shah Shah Notlo, Kol B'chol Yom Shah Notlo. Kol Shah means that every day you make another bracha. The Ma'awad thinks it means Pasha's Kol Shah. Right? That was, and then it comes out that Yerushalmi's holding that just the same is against Tosas. Tosas saying the Sukkah is different than Lulav. Sukkah, you go in 100 times a day, you make many brachas. Lulav, that this is not true. Not true. Now, Caswell.
In the first Gemara we learned that they said they had it the whole day, so obviously they only made one bracha.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know?
Because they had it the whole day.
Yeah, but they put it down also when they went to the base of Medrash, then they put it down. And they probably learned a couple of hours. So now the question is, when they picked it up again, did they make another bracha? So there's no indication in the Shas Bavli that they did, like you said. But there's no indication that they didn't. I mean,
they said they held it the whole day, saying that they knew that only saying one day they put it down.
Yeah, right. But the nice, if you make a hefsek, you have to make another bracha. Right, the klal is when you do a mitzvah and then you stop and it's not miyad. Like I asked Rav Abadi by Yom Kippur, when you you had the davening the whole day and then there's a 2 hour break, and you take off your talis and you come home and you come back. So he says for sure you should make another bracha because you're not putting it back miyad. It's miyad. He says like 15 minutes, 20 minutes is miyad. Even though I saw quoted that Rav Steinman said over from the Chazanish that he was mistapek. And even though he sometimes would have a 2-3 hour break on Yom Kippur, he wouldn't make another, Chazanish wouldn't make another bracha. But But the pashtus is, like Rav Badi said, you make another bracha. Oh, so there are two interesting shitas in Rishonim. I want you to take a look on page 10 in the Sefer, in the Bala Iter. Bala Iter says, the Ben Hai Nishol Azev Nir Midvar Ki Iker HaBracha B'Shas HaGbo B'Tzarech L'Varach Al Kol Pam V'Vir Pamachas Eim Mamachim B'Yodo. He says, the Bala Iter, you're supposed to make, every time you take lulav, you're supposed to make another bracha. If you only make one, we're not going to be mocha. But certainly you should make every time you pick up the lulav. It could be if there's no hefsek, obviously not. Just like by sukkah. If you come into the house to bring out another tray of food, you don't make another bracha because you came back beyond. But then he says, however, that's only on the first day. B'shar yamim einu mevarach el pamachas. B'shas halal yosim is kavan l'shem mitzvah. So, so that's the Bala Iter says that on the first day you can make multiple blachas, but the rest of the day is only one. Yeah, Eitan? Well, that's what the Anshei Yerushalayim used to do. They would hold it the entire day.
So then, does that mean that...
The Chiddush is that you're not mechuyev to hold it the entire day, but it's still a mitzvah. Whereas, we'll see, like the mitzvah has this big yisod, and it's from the Maral and the Gevuras Hashem. Whenever the Torah gives a shear to do something, like a kezayis is a minimum. You want to eat more than a kezayis and matzah, then you get a mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't stop at a kezayis. That's how the Netziv writes. But in the Hanami, that's what you see from Anshei Yerushalayim. Because if it wouldn't have been a mitzvah, what's the stam doing? Don't get any misconceptions here. We do not make any other brachas. We make bracha on a lulav once a day, that's it. And even, you know, we've discussed this in the past, the Orech Laner and the Bikur Yaakov has this chiddush that if you're we know that the mitzvah of Daraisa of Lulav is only on the first day, L'kaftim L'chem B'yom HaRishon. In the Mikdash, it was Daraisa 7 days because it says, U'smachtem L'fnei Hashem L'chechem Shivas Yomim. So the Rambam sheet is that Mikdash is not only the base of Mikdash, it's all of Yerushalayim. And the Rambam sheet is also that Kedusha Yerushalayim is Kitsha Losid Lavo. So that's why the Bikur Yaakov says, say, if you daven shachris outside Yerushalayim, meaning even outside the old city, and you took lulav, and then you went to the Kotel to daven mincha, you should take lulav again, because you, till now, say on Chol Hamoed, you only did a derabbanan. Now you could perhaps do a daraisa, according to the Rambam. But even that, he wouldn't say to make a bracha, because suffix, not everyone agrees with the Rambam, etc. But
the Bala Iter is obviously holding that the Gemara that the Anshei Yerushalayim didn't make a bracha each time, because the Gemara is obviously not talking about the first day Yontif, it's about the Micha Mavila.
Right, there's a whole discussion, right, yeah. Right. Now, yeah, Sam?
If on the first day, you were just like pick it up to show, I guess, an Amar for a question how to use it, you know, shake it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it could be, you don't have kavanah to do the mitzvah. Now, in the Sefer Gilyoni HaShasra of Yosef Engel, he quotes from the Sefer HaParadis. I couldn't find it in the original source. That's why I'm quoting it here from a secondary source. The Sefer HaParadis, L'Rashi, at the bottom of page 12, page 11, on the bottom. There's two lines. And it's going to continue on the next page. He says, Sefer Parish L'Rashi, the Brikas HaTorah, B'Kriyas HaTorah, Kolecha V'Echad Omeid, Sarech, Levarach Mishum, Chibas HaTorah. It's unbelievable. But you made Birkas Torah in the morning, but you get an aliyah, you make again. Because Chibas HaTorah. Afa pi shekivin bebrikas chaveira, afa pi shekvar birach baboker, ne kriyashma. Hanayim emirin gabi tfilin. Rabban and Ravashi kolim is the manchi mevarchi. Va'ava v'chibas ha-mitzvah gorim kol zeh. New idea. You can make a, like Rabbi Berg was explaining, you make a bracha on chibas ha-mitzvah. Hein gabi sukkah, kol emas da'ayel v'yosef baruch, hein lulav! Ava p'isha yotza b'pam yishonim midei chobas mitzvah, chaviv ha-mitzvah chol shol mevarch olav ulach fun of achar. So Rabbi Berger thought is more that, in other words, what's shot in this Rashi? This is safer part. This is the Rashi that you can make as many times as you want. In other words, there's two dinim. Rabbi Berger thought it was a chiddush and not in the key of mitzvah. It could be the key of mitzvah you were yotze ready, and it could be you don't get an extra key, but it's still chibuv hamitzvah. It's still chibuv hamitzvah. Chibuv hamitzvah. Yeah, 1 second. Chibuv hamitzvah. So memela. He says that you can, not only can you make a bracha on the mitzvah itself, but a chibuv ha-mitzvah you can make a bracha also. That's a chiddush. That's why I wanted to see it inside. I could find it inside. But it's quoted in many different svarim, quotes from this Shitas Harashi. So certainly, Andrei Yerushalayim were allowed to make it as many times as they want. Chibuv ha-mitzvah. This is a new category, chibuv ha-mitzvah. I mean, okay, chibuv mitzvah is a nice thing, but who says it like Sam Callender is asking? Who says you could make a bracha shek d'shanu mitzvah of a tivanu on such a thing? It's not a tivanu. So, but it's a fascinating notion that this Rashi says. Then page 13 is the Netziv. So we're not going to be, but this is the big Netziv. We can't read the whole thing now, but the Netziv's big yisod is that say a sukkah, all it needs is two defanos and a tefach. But if you make a sukkah out of four defanos, it's all considered kedusha sukkah, because it's all part of the, in other words, two defanos and a tefach is the minimum. Like a kezayis is a minimum, and this is in the Maral as well. In the Gevurah Hashem, that kezayis had to say it as a minimum. The more you eat, you get mitzvahs for that as well. The chiddush is you only have to eat a kezayis. Okay, now I saw something for the first time in my life on page 15 in the Sefer Siach HaSada, the most unbelievable thing. But the Siach HaSada is written by the Kosher Glover. And anything the Kosher Glover says is like unbelievable, beyond belief. And he's such a goon. He wrote the Eretz Tzvi, Kosher Glover. I think he calls it Eretz Tzvi, or Shechter Sefer is Eretz Hatzvi. He's Eretz Tzvi. Kosher Glover was Rosh Hashiva in Lublin. You can see his picture of 5A in the library when you come out of the elevator. This is family, and he donated money to the library, so they have a big picture, a plaque and a picture of him. And when outside the elevator on 5A, they Ayin Shom. So he says an unbelievable thing. Listen carefully. We're not going to have time to see it, but you have the packet, you can work on it yourself. He says, whenever the Torah gives a mitzvah for a time, like shofar, when a shofar, the whole day Rosh Hashanah. So as much as you blow, you get mitzvahs. You blow 1,000 tekiyas, 1,000. Because the idea is that when you, like Rabbi Berg explained, when you, the Torah was mechayiv you. But since the Torah made it in the time frame, as if they said, if you do one time, that'll cover the whole time frame. But if you want to do it constantly throughout the time frame, tavol lecha bracha. So Memela, he says that's Pshat, he quotes a Maral, that's Pshat Kriya Shema Lamita. What's Pshat Kriya Shema Lamita? He said Kriya Shema Shul. What do you gain with Kriya Shema Lamita? It's a second Kriya Shema? No, the answer is because Kriya Shema is the whole night. So really, you can say Kriya Shema 100 times. You know, by Kriya Shema is a little bit, you know, because Shnei Rishuyas could be a problem. But so he says Tefillin. So he says Sukkah, Lulav. It's a time frame. So the Torah wasn't Mechayiv. You can pick it up once. Agbe Nofik Bay doesn't, and that pot is the whole day. But if you mamish want to take it the whole day, like the Anshei Yerushalayim, it's good. And then, based on this, he says an unbelievable yisod. He says that's pshat, a new yisod, like in Yotza Motzi. I can make kiddush for you, even though I made kiddush already. So Rashi explains it's a din of arvus, but the Gemara never said it's a midin arvus. So the Kavish Golov says it's not midin arvus. As Rabbi Berger pointed out, the Kavish Golov is saying a different pshat than Rashi. It's that there's a chiv of kiddush Friday night, so I can make a kiddush 100 times. The Torah was only mechayim me to, or the Rabbanim only mechayim me to make it one time. But if you come in and you need it, I can make it again for you. Not the Torah, like Rav Shechter says, Pshat and Rashi, that since you weren't, I'm responsible for you, so since you didn't fulfill your mitzvah. No, a repetition of mitzvahs is not a problem. That's not Baal Tosif. Like the Gemara says, Lama Tokim Kshe Yoshrim, Tokim Kshe Omdim L'Kei Larbev HaSasot, that you can repeat Shofar. And it's not Baal Tosif. To repeat a mitzvah is not Baal Tosif. As long as it's what? The Torah gives you a time frame for the mitzvah. But that's why he says that, like by Birkas HaMazon, you don't say that, because there's no time frame by Birkas HaMazon. It's one time to say Birkas HaMazon. It's not that, is it, but a mitzvah, it's a time frame. Like Sukkah is, Lulav is the whole day, every day. So then you could be, you don't say B'dagbi Nafik Bay, or you could repeat it 100 times. And you get a mitzvah. That's what he writes here on page 16, bottom. Hachanami minido didon after pa mechad poter v'chashu kilo also kol hayom mikol machum shechozer v'osa ora pa miyeshal hashem mitzvah chashu kimisha over osa avor atzmo. Okay, so in other words, pshat is that there's a shem mitzvah every time you do when there's man. But that's why there's a din of Yatzimot. Wow, this is a totally new pshat to me in Yotzimotzi. Because a partial pshat in Yotzimotzi is midin arvus. He's saying, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, it's not necessarily midin arvus. Yeah.
So we have
what? So bracha. So in Hanami, bracha, you could probably make bracha. If you were mafsik, you can make another bracha. Not even for something, right? I mean, again, we don't paskin like this. Don't come away with, you know. But it's a fascinating notion. See, Rabbi Berger thought pshat and Rashi in the Sefer Paradis is different than this Kosher Glover. Because Rashi is not necessarily saying you get a mitzvah every time. He's just, as Rabbi Berger was saying, Rashi is saying a chiddush in Birkas HaMitzvah, that you can do make a Birkas HaMitzvah even on a Chibur Mitzvah. Murdered it. Oh. And then if you want to see, a lot of this is found in the Sefer Birkas Mo'odecha, you can take a look. And then there's another Shaila that the Sefer Birkas Mo'odecha, the famous discussion on page 21. Look at the fourth column on page 21. Move of Hashem Hagrach. The Reb Chaim Hayanoheg Litol Lempilos Arba Minim Esrog Mehuda Shuhmurka. There is, say he had one Esrog that's Mehuda, but might have been Murka. And then he has another Esrog that's not so Mehuda, but it's probably not Murka. The first one might be a Chashash. So which one should you take first? So they say Reb Chaim would take the mehudar that might be murkav first, and not the one that is vada enu murkav but not mehudar. Because if you take the one that's enu mehudar but vada enu murkav, so then you yotze the mitzvah already. So then you're not going to get any hider of taking the other one afterwards. The one that's suffering murkav but vada mehudar. But if you do the first one, that one first, the mehudah, so then possibly it was kosher, then you get the hiddur. You can't get a hider once you fulfill the mitzvah already. Because then it's, so that's what we're discussing with Rabbi Berger. But according to this discussion, that maybe there's a mitzvah further, so maybe it doesn't matter which order you take it in. If I cared, someone would say Yishdavka shouldn't take the one that's Safek Kosher and Vadei Mehudar first, because then there's a hefsek in the bracha. There's a whole discussion about that. Because you make the bracha and you're taking the one that's Safek Kosher but Vadei Mehudar, you take that first. So then there's a hefsek between the Birkas HaMitzvah and the Netilah. So that's what he said. And then I decided I would. There's a lot on this Chidbuv Mitzvah, but since we did the Tosfos that said that they used to kiss Eretz Yisrael, of Abba, Menashe, Kibri, so I figured I would Xerox the Shalah for you, because this is the idea of Chidbuv Mitzvah. And the Shalah says on page 22, it's quoted in the Be'er Heitev in Hilchos Pesach. Ubarmi den Yachshav Adam a Mitzvah Bolo Pamachas Bashona. He says the mitzvah comes once a year, certain mitzvahs. So you have to be mechaber them. You should be dovuk in the mitzvah. He says, v'reizi b'nei aliyah. He says, b'nei aliyah, chashava people who are the b'nei aliyah, mechaberim ha-mitzvahs, hayu menashkim ha-machzos v'hamorah. They would kiss the matzah and the maror. Mechal mitzvahs be'es mitzvasim. V'chein ha-sukkah v'chnisosim v'chiyuziyosim. They would kiss the sukkah. V'chein abba minim shebeluluh. Akol l'chabiv ha-mitzvahs. V'yesh l'umo v'zeh mashkos ramoah. And that's what Ramoah says in Simchav Dal by kissing the tzitzis. V'yesh nogim l'nashak ha-tzitzis v'shashorah b'hem. Akol mishab chibiv mitzvah. V'ashrei mish oved as Hashem b'simcha v'tov leiva v'dveika the chashika, the chafetza. That Ashrei, the person should be excited about his mitzvahs. And, you know, there's even in the Shemi Shmuel, I think in Parshas Kisavo, I think he quotes maybe from the Rivash that someone would say that the brach of Shechiyonu is a daraisa. Because the Shechiyonu is a daraisa, because that's the whole mahus. Oh, Baruch Hashem, Shechiyonu v'kimanu, to do this mitzvah. That's the whole mahus of a Jew, is to wait to be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs, the dalminim, etc. Especially dalminim is a mitzvah. Oh, one more point I wanted to say, that the Sefer Birkas Mo'odecha, you'll see, wants to disagree with the Kosher Glover. The Kosher Glover says that the Pshat in Anshei Yerushalayim, why they hold the mitzvah the whole day, because it's a mitzvah. In other words, the Ali Mafik is a minimum. If you want, you can hold it the whole day. The Sefer Birkas Mo'odecha wants to say against the Kosher Glover. He wants to say maybe it was only a din in Anshei Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah of all 7 days, according to Ram, so maybe the mitzvah of Simcha Shabo, you get a kiyum all seven. But Yidach Hanami, the mitzvah of Lulav, I would do it here in New York, I would hold the Lulav the whole day, that wouldn't be meaningful. But Stavka Anshei Yerushalayim used to do it. Because in Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah all 7 days, midin u'mesmachtem. So din u'mesmachtem means mamish the whole day. Smachtem, should be happy. Doesn't mean you should be happy for 1 second and the rest of the day not be happy. U'mesmachtem, so then, but you see, it's quoted that the Gra, unbelievable, that the Gra used to keep this minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim. The Gra in Vilna. So he held that it wasn't a din in Yerushalayim per se, but it's brought down that the Gra used to keep, and even the last year of his life, that he was very, you know, the Gra's yard site is on Sukkos. So that was the last mitzvah that he did. The last mitzvah that the Gra did was the mitzvah of...
It's like a
shikha b'matzah. Yeah, it's Dalminim, and they talk about that was his last mitzvah, etc. But you see that the Gra used to do like Anshei Yerushalayim. So he held, I don't know if necessarily he held like the Kosher Glover, but he certainly didn't hold like the Sefer Birkas Mo'odecha, that it's only in Yerushalayim. You could say like the Kosher Glover, or you could say it's just a Chibuv Mitzvah, like Rashi. So if Rashi has an added Chiddush, they even make a brach on Chibuv Mitzvah. That's already...
maybe they did it just because publicized the mitzvah.
to publicize the mitzvah, the Pirsumei Nisa. That's an interesting idea. I don't know, is there Pirsumei Nisa by Dalminim? What's the nes? That's the thing. Pirsumei Mitzvah, you don't usually find, you have an idea of Pirsumei Nisa. So what's the nes? I don't know, you can make up an idea. Nes of coming in Eretz Yisrael, Dalminim. But usually it's Pirsumei, but it's an interesting thing that you're thinking. I like what you said. I have to think about it some more. Okay, so Rabosa, so I worked very hard to get this packet out on time to do, you know, to have an extra shiur in Inyanei Diyomim. Something to think about. It's interesting ideas with the different shitas of the Bala Iter and the Sefer HaPardes and the Netziv and the Maral and the Kozhik Glover. And all these things. So, Bez Hashem, in 2 minutes, we'll start the parsha. Shalmi.